How do you select speaking gigs that get you paid as a coach? Hey everybody, I'm Corey Poirier. Recently I asked my network to share any questions they had around speaking with me so that I could highlight them either on LinkedIn, on our Get Paid to Speak podcast, or both. And so this one here, I'm gonna share on both. And the question is from Dr. Christine Sawyer. And the question is, how can I select gigs or speaking gigs or engagements, whatever term you want to put on it, that will not only get my expenses paid and my travel paid to get to the event, or at least I can keep those costs low, but it'll also get me coaching clients after I talk or at the event. And so Christine and everyone else, the quick answer to this, because I don't have a lot of time to share a big answer because it's a big question, but the quick answer to this is whenever you select clients, what you want to do is you want to first of all look at how it relates to your industry. So for example, Christine, I believe you're in health and wellness, and so you're in a unique position where most of the clients could be your clients, or most of the people in the audience could be your clients regardless of who the audience is. But what I'm going to suggest to you is if you're not as focused on getting paid to speak at the event, then look at it, look at the clients that would have people in the room that could most benefit from your work and also would be willing to pay for it. So if it's about health and wellness, then you might try, for instance, associations. You know, so associations that are member groups where the members pay to be members of the group. And so if you speak at their association event, these are people that have paid to be a member, so they're used to investing for their own personal or professional development. If you go on the other side, if you select corporate clients to speak at, you may find that there's only a small percentage of the audience that may be looking to pay externally to work with a coach. And so it's not to say that it won't happen or that they won't hire people as a coach, but it's just probably less often that that will happen. And I work with education, and you're probably not going to see it as much there as well, meaning the students of the school looking to hire a coach. And then I work with nonprofits, and you may or may not see it there. But if I looked at the four groups that I work with the most, I would say it's the people that pay a membership and or pay to be at that event, a la or like the say a social media conference or a podcasting conference, an entrepreneurs conference. So what I'm suggesting, Christine and everyone else, is to find those clients that pay to either be at the event, or they pay a membership to be a part of the entire association to go to these events. And so that's how you select the right clients. And then it's a whole other discussion in terms of how you get those people to raise their hand and say they want to hire you as a coach rather than you trying to have to follow up with each of them. And I'll give you a hint. I mentioned previously my evaluation form, and Christine, I believe you have access to it as a client of mine, as a speaking client of mine. But the evaluation form that I crafted over a number of years, on that form, one of the questions will actually get them to raise their hand and say, I might be a perfect client for you as a coaching client. And so I hope this answers your question, Christine and everyone else. This is actually a longer video than normal, so next time I'll make sure to trim it down. But this was, again, a really big question. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. I'm Corey Poirier. Hope you're having a magical and a fantastic day. And if you want to learn how to get either paid to speak or sell from the stage, or you want to learn how to get clients from your bookings, feel free to DM me and let's have a conversation.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.